The release of videos showing the fatal police shootings of, in some cases, unarmed black men has almost become a regular thing over the past couple of years. The videos are everywhere, on Facebook, YouTube, and on TV news. Jade Davis has some thoughts on that. She is director of digital learning projects at LaGuardia Community College in New York. She says the omnipresence of these videos has changed the response to the way we see incidents of violence and death around us.
I think it's changed the dynamic in as much as more people are able to see it. But I think this type of death for the black community or for other communities that are at risk, it's not new. If anything, I think the fantasy that's coming to light is that maybe if people see this, it will stop.
You're saying that's a fantasy that's come to light.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's fantasy?
One of the beliefs you see people say, or you saw them say when these videos started coming out, that if people see this, then there's no way the police officer will be found not guilty. If people see this, then this person will go to jail. If people see this, they'll understand that it's murder. And we've not seen that happen yet.
So give me your overall impression of what's going on right now. And again, with this idea that there are so many shootings that we can see time and time again, that they almost seem to become enmeshed in each other. What's your reaction to our reaction to that?
My reaction is that it's unfortunate. There's a desensitization that's happening. There's been so many hashtags that these deaths lose their names very quickly. It's just we live in a society right now where black death is expected in this way.
What is the impact, though, of the omnipresence of videos that show these shootings, primarily of black men? What's the impact on audiences of color and white audiences?
One of the things that you see when black people are exposed over and over again to this type of violence is a type of PTSD where heart rates go up, their anxiety and stress go up. So what this has done is created an environment online for black people that is hostile to them specifically.
Is that true even if the person who's viewing a video hasn't had a life or death interaction of this sort?
Yes. And one of the reasons research believes that's the case is because of something called microaggressions, which have been heavily studied for the past 15 years or so, sort of looking at the effects of racism on black people.
You're talking about like everyday racism?
Everyday racism.
Give me an example.
So the microaggression is the point where the black person knows that they are going to end up in a situation where their blackness is going to be more important than anything else, so they have to question everything. The videos are the same way. They create another space where black people have to look at police officers and they have to imagine police officers as someone who might kill them.
Could you talk about this personally as a black woman and how the pervasive existence of these videos showing police shootings of black men has affected you?
I have two sons, and one of them is blonde with blue eyes. He looks very, very white. And my other son is brown. He looks black. And for me, when I found out I was having boys, it was extremely scary because I knew that they would be at a physical risk out in the world as black men. As they've gotten older and they've grown up and look completely different, it's been really hard for my oldest son and very scary for him to know that he is black. And it's created a lot of tension for him with his brother, because he knows that my other son doesn't have to deal with that.
How have you gotten around that as their mother?
I've tried to let them have a childhood for as long as they have been able to. And I've tried to let them know that as long as they are with me, I will do everything I can to keep them safe. And I've also tried to work very hard to make them both proud to be black.
And we should say that you stayed away from all social media, email, last year after one of the shootings when the videotape incidents started picking up.
Yep. I do that every time I get high blood pressure from these things. I get anxiety. I can't sleep. And so it's something that when it starts to happen, I step away.
Is there, though, something to be said for bearing witness? And for those who have known this has happened all along, they're saying finally, someone has borne witness to this.
Yeah, I think there's always a place for that. One of the things that humans really need is the power of affirmation. And there is a psychological advantage to having the affirmation that somebody else saw this and it wasn't just in my head and it wasn't something that I imagined. For me personally, though, I would like to see this move into something where there can be some kind of justice that seems just. And I think so far that hasn't happened with these being visible.
Jade Davis, thank you. Nice to speak with you.
It was nice to speak with you, too.
Jade Davis is a scholar of digital culture. She also blogs on the topic.